Angelo Ellerbe, media relations guru, just released his first book called Ask Angelo. And the book is a self-help guide sprinkled with stories from Ellerbe's life as a mega publicist, how to engage and survive the music industry. 46 years in the entertainment industry. That's credibility there, Angelo. How are you?
Thank you very much, man. I'm blessed this morning. Hello to everyone, I should say.
Good morning. Good morning, Angelo.
Man, well, give us a breakdown of what it takes to survive and to make it in the industry.
The first step is understanding that this is not a part-time job that you're entering into. It's a full-time job. I don't drink instant coffee. I drink brewed coffee. So know that it's going to take some time. This is a business. It's the business of music. So I first tell people you have to educate yourself with the awareness of the industry. Know what it takes to collectively come together to pull your team together. Not the boy down the street that you went to school with, but someone that can take you to the next level, the next height of your career. Someone that is articulate. Someone that's intelligent, someone that is connected. And it doesn't always have to be a manager first. Try that entertainment attorney who is willing to work with you and educate you about the who, what's, the whens, the wheres, and the whys of contractual understanding. What the responsibility is for you when you go to sign with a record label. What must you do in order to prepare yourself for longevity in the music industry? Those are the first things that I suggest that everyone do, and ask questions. There is no stupid question, particularly when you're selecting your manager and you're selecting your team. Ask bold questions. Do you do drugs? Do you gamble? Do you do all these things? Because if these are the things that you do, I don't want you to do me. Because first it's a courtship, then it's a relationship. And then it's a marriage. And what I mean by that, you should court that manager, you should court that lawyer 6 good months to understand if he or she can get you to that next level, what they're made of, their ingredients. And if they pass that, then let's go into an engagement. Because when you get to that marriage is going to last forever. That means they're going to be getting a percentage of everything that you're going to do. And particularly now when you start to talk about the 360 deals, that's a long time that you can't get out of. And be very, very careful of what is called a production deal. So many times people think that they're signing. These kids are more ambitious than they are ambitious. And so they want to get the deal and they want to blow up. But they don't know what type of deal they're getting. So they're alluded to, I got a deal, but they're signed to a production company and not the record company. So the production company is getting the money, and then they're going to give you what they think you should have. Wow. So it's an education to it all. And then do your homework. Stay off the Instagram. Stay off all the social media until you're ready to go on social media.
And how do you know when that is, Angelo Ellerbe?
You know your timing. You know if you're prepared. Do you have good photos? Do you have good videos? Are you articulate? Are you intelligent? Are you connecting with people? Are you beginning to sell? And you know when you're beginning to sell. You know when you got your team together. And then go on there as an artist. Don't go on there as someone that wants that 15-minute of fame. Go on there as a professional.
So, Angelo Ellerbe, in this instant age, as you talk about, you like your coffee brewed, how do you convince people that they have to prepare for the long run in this instant society where everybody wants to be happening tonight?
And I say to them, you know what? Everybody has its time. Why don't you take the time to prepare yourself? Winning qualities. It's not today, it's not tomorrow. Take your time to understand what it's going to take. When you look at someone like Beyonce, they took the time to educate, to stimulate, to motivate her, to train her, to prepare her for longevity. It's been a long time that we've been talking about Beyonce because someone took the time to prepare her for winning qualities. So you know the time, that's when we go into the selection of your team. having that right team around you that is going to prepare you and that's going to sit back and educate you to this business. And so you begin to learn the time frame as you grow. It's a process.
Not only getting in, but can you stay in?
And that reinvention, yeah, you talk about it all. The book is called Ask Angelo. Angelo Ellerbe is a man who has been in the entertainment industry for a long time. And
he's worked with like Prince and Michael
and
Jackson.
And all of these people that you know we mention on our show every day. Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys, and DMX, and what have you. Yeah.
You know, in the case of Mary J. Blige, and I think that is one of my biggest success stories, is that Mary came to see me at the beginning of her career, where she was very gangster to the world with regards to not being able to communicate or adapt to a new surrounding. And that's why it's really important that you build the team. You can't just take an artist and say because he or she has a great vocal and they have a great recording and they work very well with the producers and make a great record and not prepare them. If you do not prepare them, they're going to go out and they're going to destroy themselves. Luckily, there was a young lady by the name of Jackie Reinhardt who connected me to Mary J. Blige during the time of Uptown Records. Mary came to see me one day. It was a very cloudy day, and I say it because this was the day that my son had got shot and got killed, but we still had to go on and do what we needed to do. She came into the office. She says, I hear you don't listen to music, and I hear you don't read bios. I said, no, I don't sell records. I sell talent. But she said, Angela, would you listen to this record? This is after receiving the call about my son. And I said, yes, and it was My Life. And we sat there, and we exchanged. I cried, she told me about her father, I told about what was going on with my son and the whole other bit, and we developed a relationship, a trust, an understanding. So I was able to unfold the importance of interview techniques, mannerisms, diction, elocution, all the things that matter that people think in this day and time doesn't matter anymore, what to dress like, what your image need to be like. And so Mary went through like 24 weeks of my artist development program. Today, she has her own talk show. Today, she's confident. She's assured. She's assured about who she is. She fell romantically in love with who she is. And that's what I teach. Because if I'm not loving myself, how the hell I'm going to love somebody else?
Well, 46 years in the entertainment industry, that's a major experience. Angelo Ellerbe, the book is called Ask Angelo, make sure you pick it up so you can engage and survive the music industry. Thank you so much. Have
My
a
pleasure.
Wonderful holiday season.